Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. I'm your host, Monique Hom. And on this episode, we have a very special guest. So this particular guest is one of our incredible wealthy goddesses. She is a student in our Wealthy Goddess program. She's our Wealthy Goddess of the Month. And I interviewed her to share her story. So enjoy. So we're welcoming our Wealthy Goddess of the Month, Linda Von Wauern. Welcome, Linda. I'm so excited about what you have accomplished and what you've done since you joined the program. So I'd love to hear just what were your real estate investing goals when you joined the program? So like, how long have you been in the community and when? What were your goals when you joined?
Well, yeah, I met you first time 2019, then I was pretty crushed in the real estate. I had, you know, some bad deals. I went through divorce and it was just, I had fear, but it was still my, you know, that inner desire, the kind of, oh, I thought, you know, I would do this. So, but I couldn't believe it. I didn't know how. And so I think my desire was I wanted to learn more. And I wanted to kind of build a portfolio of different kinds of real estate investment the first time I met you. And I was just blown away of the community. And it was exactly what I needed at that time.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you came in, you had experience before, yeah. But you'd had some really bad experiences and you were really, really gun shy to move forward.
Yes. I had lost a lot of money and working with contractors that didn't show up. And it was just, it felt scary and it felt not worth it. And coming to this, I was actually invited on my amazing CPA. She was going to speak on your stage, Marie. Yeah. And she said, you need this, Linda, you need this community and kind of pick me up thing. And I'm very, very thankful that she invited me actually. So yeah, since then, a lot of things have happened and I worked a lot with the most important is the mindset and overcoming fear and being in a community of caring sisterhood and women. That has been so big for me.
Amazing. When you originally joined the program, why did you, what you were at our event, you were at our 3-day live event in LA at that time. And what made you join the program?
Well, I wasn't going to join anything when I went there. And first of all, I was like, I have like no money. I have minus money. That's how I was and fearful. So I joined on your lowest kind of thing because I was like, I cannot be without this. When I felt the energy and I felt the community and I felt this is exactly what I need because my passion for investing in real estate was still there. It was like growing, but doing it on your own or figuring things out felt so daunting and felt like no. But here I felt with, and I met so many amazing people doing all kinds of real estate investing that I didn't even know existed. And yeah, I was like totally inspired. So yeah, I joined. And since then I've been kind of, you know, hanging along on different levels.
Yeah. Yeah. You have. And, you've done amazing things. So what have you accomplished since joining? Like brag away.
brag away. Ah, well. So, I mean, I'm a real estate agent in Florida. But my passion is really real estate investing and also helping investors that wants to invest in Florida and things like that. So that I've done too. But
yeah, some of our goddesses you've helped get properties.
Yes, yeah. And I'm happy to do that. Florida is a great place to have vacation rental. And I realized before I did lots of fix and flip, that was a little scary. But now recently we've done bought a home in Sedona after our trip. We went with the goddesses there. I just felt like, wow, this is the place to have a vacation rental. So in the middle of really difficult times where nobody can really find a house in a good price, we found this home. I was really quick, like 4 hours after, made a deal, and then we got it like way under, and we have remodeled it, totally renovated from distance. it took a little
from Florida, you got this house in Arizona that you've been, yeah. You wish.
So, and now it's like renting crazy. So we have like a cash flow of 3,000 to 4,000 extra a month when everything is paid. So that's pretty fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I love people and homes. So for me, dealing with Airbnb and so it's not really a problem. I love it. I think, you know, I greet them, and if there's a little problem, you fix it. And but what is important, we found a really good like handyman, and so we actually don't pay anyone to do, you know, the management, because I thought, no, we lose too much money. So we have cameras, we do everything from distance.
Self-manage it.
Yeah. And it works really good. We became super host in 3 months.
Wow.
So
yeah. Amazing. Yeah, so one property making you 3,000 to 4,000. Actually, if I remember correct, because we were just you and your partner, you came to our Real Estate Investor Soulmates retreat. And he was saying that you were getting that there was a certain amount you were getting each. So it sounded like it was more like 4,000 to 6,000 a month of cash flow.
So it depends, you know, on the months. But, you know, and the crazy thing is there, people pay high rents, and it looks beautiful. And when you have all 5 stars and everything, it gets full of books. So I see all the time, if we have like just a tiny opening, it gets booked.
Right away. Amazing. And then you have another rental, like, you know, where you live. And
yes. Yeah. So we're basically like house hacking. So we're on Siesta Key in Sarasota. And so we have a rental 2-bedroom, 2-baths right here. So that is really good. Really cut some good costs.
Yeah. It sounds like that. Oh, that's a lot of cash flow. And you've just gotten another property internationally. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, so I am originally from Sweden and my partner is from Germany. So we were like, oh, we go there in the summers and everything. But we thought, oh, Spain, that's kind of in the middle. So we were there last summer and I went there with an intention. I told him, maybe we should buy one. So I researched, I had contact with good agents there. It's really important because you don't even need to have a license to work in real estate there. Okay. So it's kind of important that you have good people that you know. So I had that, but where we went, like south, I didn't like it. I was like, no, this is too crowded, too expensive, not good. So I went with my gut feeling. I had a friend that bought higher up in Denia, and I told my partner, let's go there. We drove 8 hours. We were there for 20 hours only. We met with several agents and we had signed an offer on a condo, like 50 feet from the beach, and amazing price, everything. So that was really exciting. And it's a different thing with attorneys and some things you need to know, but it's fun.
That's great. So that one I know is just new. So you're still in the rehab phase, but
yes, we're renovating also that from distance. But that has worked really good. So we're going to go over there in spring break and make sure it's furnished nice. So that's exciting.
I love it. I love it. What have you appreciated most about being part of the program?
Oh, that's hard because it is so much. But definitely it is the community, that everybody's coming together as sisterhood. And I would say, yeah, it has helped me to, you know, come back to my passion and do real estate investing as I want to do. But it also has helped a lot, like in my life, going through difficult things and whatever it is, because it's so much about mindset. And you, Monique, you're so much about take care of yourself and be a woman and have pleasure in your life. And I had kind of forgot those things. I was just working and mainly almost thinking life is a little problem to be solved instead of an adventure to be lived. And I think a lot of people kind of go through that. We kind of just run and do. And being part of the Goddess Investor team is more brought in the passion back in my life. Yeah, I have amazing friends. It's just a sisterhood. So it's whatever it is, it doesn't have to be just real estate. It's life, how you kind of turn into more positive way. So yeah, that is the biggest thing. And our Sedona trip really changed a lot for me. That was a very cool trip.
That was a huge shift. So we did a Sedona goddess retreat, and then that, which was not really about real estate, it was about transformation. And you came back and got your Sedona property right away.
Right away. And the thing is, I got more and more connected with, you know, my inner intuition. And so when I told my partner, we're doing this, he was just feeling, yeah, okay. Because it was just no question about it. And we just checked, okay, all the numbers make sense, and then it just go. And that's kind of relieving in a way.
Yeah.
When you can trust, you know, your inner feelings and coming more in contact with those. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's the best with the community.
Yeah, I love that. And you also were just recently at our soulmates retreat, which you came to with your partner. So how was that for you? What'd you get out of that, going to that?
It was good because I think he got open up his eyes for different things. And I mean, he's been seeing me on the Zooms and all that and being involved for sure. But I think it brought us closer together to talk about, things in life and real estate investing. And also, you know, learning about when we're different and how that can be really positive and great, but also learning how to talk and handle different things. So I think that was, and we met so, so amazing people that really inspired us. So that is the most fun part, to be so inspired of other real estate investors. Yeah.
It's an amazing community.
Yeah.
So what is one piece of advice you'd like to give to a woman who's at the beginning of her journey with real estate investing?
I think trust your inner gut. You know, if you have that feeling you really want to do real estate investing and you don't know how, it doesn't matter. Because it is seeing that end thing, the dream. And I think it's very important to connect with the right people that can kind of bring both your energy and be around people that kind of support what you want. That is, and taking small steps, you know, challenge yourself a little bit. And sometimes we just put, oh, I don't have the money, or I don't know, or it's always something, but then, you know, you can always find those things from other people. So yeah, just take the first step and surround yourself with people that, you know, do that, what you want to do.
Yeah, love it. It's great advice. So would you recommend the Wealthy Goddess program? And if so, why?
Yeah, I'm not paid to say this.
It's just totally not. Yeah.
No, of course I would. It is, it's life-changing if you want to make it that way, for sure. Yeah, I would recommend any woman that wants to do real estate investing and believe in personal growth and, you know, being positive and having some pleasure and happiness in life. This is really, really good. So that's all I can say. I cannot think about not being in this group. So,
oh, I'm so happy you're here. It's such a joy to have you part of it. Yeah, it's amazing. So we're going to conclude with the Trinity, which is a brag, a gratitude, and a desire. So what is your brag?
My brag must be that I have overcome my fear for real estate investing and kind of coming back to my passion and my dreams that I really want to do. That's my biggest brag. And
well, I'm bragged.
Thank you. And what was next?
What's the one thing you're grateful for?
Oh, it's so much. But I think I'm grateful for all communities of women that I have in my life. This community, I have a few other communities, but I'm extremely grateful for that.
Beautiful.
And my family and, you know, all that. But
there's a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And last but not least, what's one desire?
I'm going to make this for real estate now. And a desire is I want to really build a nice portfolio of real estate investing that gives me a good amount of passive income for future and for my children. And I also have a desire of helping other women because I've been going through a lot of difficult phases in my life, and I've learned to handle it through mindset and healing and other things. And I know with support and help, we can find back to our pleasure and the life we really want to live. So yeah, that's my desire.
So shall your desire be, or so much better than you can imagine, under grace and in perfect ways. Thank you. I'm so excited for you, for all that you're doing and will be doing. It's, I know it's still just the beginning, but I love that you've created just thousands of dollars a month of extra income. But mostly you've gotten over your fear and you're reconnected with your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that is, what can you say that is worth? I think it's just, it's amazing. That's what I'm saying. It is life changing. So,
well, thank you. Thank you. And congratulations. And I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
That was our episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing from one of our wealthy goddesses. If you are interested in joining us in the Wealthy Goddess program, go to our website, reigoddesses.com, and you'll fill out the dream sheet. You'll get to write about what you hope to accomplish and get on a phone call with one of our team members who can help you, you know, figure out what is the best plan for you to move forward to create your real estate investing dreams. We are here for you. Our mission is to help 1 million women create financial freedom through real estate investing. And if you are wanting to join our sisterhood, then I invite you to do so. Again, go to reigoddesses.com, and I look forward to having you in the program. And I look forward to the next time we have a Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast interview. So make sure you subscribe and like it so you don't miss another inspirational story. Bye-bye.